Hey there, prayer warriors. Mark here. Just so glad to see you today. And before we get started, let's just go to God in prayer. And dear Lord, we just give thanks. We just praise your name that you watch over us this day, that the days and the weeks to come. Bless our families. We call out to you, Adonai, our Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, praise God. Hey, so this is the fifth in the series of taking a look at David's prayers, and although he's got over 70 books there in Psalms, I just kind of picked these out because they mean a lot to me, because I'm probably a lot like David, and maybe you are as well. And so those, just as a quick recap, that first one we took a look at, Psalm 25, you know, where it's just pray and trust in God. And this is all about this vertical relationship with God. It's not about the horizontal relationships, because that's, you know, that gets pretty bad sometimes. And that's why we have to continually strengthen that vertical relationship. And that's what, in Psalm 25, that's what David is doing. It's that trust. It's that prayer that he just turns to God. And then in 86, you know, he's calling out Adonai seven times in 86, Psalm 86. And it's really, Lord, it's that communication, it's that love for him, love for God. And so it's Adonai. And so that's that love and mercy of that vertical relationship. And then we get into Psalm 51, and Psalm 51 is pretty dark. It's pretty hurtful, because David recognizes that he has gone through all of this sin with Bathsheba's husband that he had murdered. And then the baby dies, you know, after Bathsheba is pregnant. So, I mean, this is a pretty dark one, but it comes back to his heart cries out to that vertical relationship there in Psalm 51. So that's another amazing one to just come to God's Word and study a little bit more. And then last week, we were able to talk about Psalm 22. And Psalm 22 is just one of those amazing ones. It's a prophecy. It's very prophetic. And, you know, those first words in the book in Psalm 22, My Lord, my God, why do you forsake me? I mean, they're repeated by Jesus hanging there on the cross. And David goes in and talks about, you know, the very prophetic ways, everything that's going to happen to Jesus, our Savior. And so that's, you know, he's calling out to God with his vertical relationship, and he just continues to strengthen it. So those are the first four that we covered. And then this last one, Psalm 8. Just want to end on a joyful note, because this is truly a joyful one, and is one that's so much grace and gratefulness, and it really solidifies that vertical relationship that we can have, that we probably should have with God. And just, I encourage you to read these five Psalms at your convenience sometime, but just kind of jot them down and go back in there and take a look at those Psalms. You know, understand David's heart, his love for God. And this is really about God's power, the universe, and how powerless we are. And it's put to music, in fact, in those days. But we take away a couple of things with just praising God and thanking God and prayer that God hears. So I'm going to just quickly read this to you, just because it is so powerful. It is so amazing. And it really starts off in Psalm 8. You know, Lord, our Lord. And he uses two different words, Lord in there. If we look it up in the Greek, you know, the first Lord is Yahweh. I mean, that's the all-encompassing. That's the powerful word. That's a holy word of God. And the second one, Lord, our Lord. Lord, the second one is Adonai, my master. And so he's using both of those terms in that relationship with God, the all-powerful, the omnipotent, that religious call, that call that we have. And then that one of Master, my Lord, Adonai. Once again, he uses that there. And so we start off, Lord, O Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. Not all these other guys, not my name, not your name. Our Lord, how excellent is his name. You who set your glory above the heavens. And so the heavens that he's talking about are the ones that we can see, the stars, you know, the comets, the planets, and then the heavens, where he resides, where someday hopefully we will be. And he goes on there in verse number 2, out of the mouth of babes and infants, you have ordained strength because of your enemies, that you may silence the enemy and the avenger. God is all powerful, and he lifts up the children. He lifts up the babies. He knows what they're going to be doing. He knows what you and I are going to do. And he silences their enemies. And when I consider, when I, as David is writing, consider your heavens, God's heavens, the work of your fingers, God's fingers, the moon and the stars, what you have ordained, what is man that you're mindful of him? I mean, he really puts it in perspective. We're but this itty-bitty, you know, period of time, this tiny, teeny, tiny person in this huge universe that however old you want to think it is, we're pretty minute as compared to what God has done and is doing and will do. What is man that you are mindful of him, and the Son of Man that you visit him? For you have made him a little lower than the angels, and you have crowned him with glory and honor. Praise God for things like that. And you have made him to have dominion over the works of your hands. Just as we read in Genesis, God puts us in charge of everything here on the earth. Don't mess it up. And we do. We'd mess up our relationships. We'd mess up those things around us, the things that God gives us. Sometimes we're stingy, greedy. We want more when we don't need that. We only need God. And you have put all things under his feet, our feet. All sheep and oxen, even the beasts in the field, the birds in the air, it all goes back right there to Genesis. The fish in the sea that pass through the paths of the seas. God's put us in charge of this earth, of what he's given us. He has given us. And actually, he's loaned it to us because it's still his. And oh, Lord, there in verse 9, we're coming up on the very last one. Oh, Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. So this is really, you know, as we study these five psalms just briefly, you know, Psalm 8 is one of those that truly we should just read, and it should make our hearts full of joy, full of happiness, that we can just pray and praise his name, that we can turn around and share that vertical relationship with others and our horizontal relationships. So I just want to leave you with just a couple of things as we close out these five chapters in Psalm, just David's life. His life is so much like ours. Valleys, mountaintops, good, the bad. However, I just pray that you have strengthened your relationship with God daily, hourly. And what are you doing today to strengthen that relationship? I would just encourage you to just continually pray, lift up his name, talk to him. That's all prayer is. It's just talking to God. So just in closing, we just praise his name. Thank you so much for being here for these past 5 weeks, and praise God.